the most important thing they can do is to begin to work early with their HR departments to build a complete personnel file. And where people know they have a complicated past with different retirement rules and benefits, for example, military service or service in an armed zone of armed conflict that where Congress has awarded a pay differential, for example. For all of those special determinations, we need to track that paper down. So if for people who know they've got those complicated situations, the earlier they can get started assembling those records with their HR departments or going back and requesting them from the Defense Department or wherever they need to get them to help assemble them will dramatically help us adjudicate the case and make a final determination, because we can't make a final determination until we have all the paperwork, in front of us. So that's one of the most urgent things folks could help us with dramatically, because they know their service records. They know where they've been, and they can help us to track those things down. And that will make fewer holes in the file, so the adjudicators will be able to move more quickly. Bill, what else can people do to help?
Well, I do think you hit it on the head. The thing that causes us to have to do most of the development that will elongate a case is where we have gaps or incomplete information. So along with their service history, making sure that they have documented their complete service history, and especially as they're moving between and across agencies or they have these special circumstances, there's also having an understanding of what benefit elections that they might want as they survivors elections or life insurance elections, these sorts of things to have made those decisions and have that be part of the package, understand what those are, and working with their HR department to define any of those things, because that will have an effect on their benefit as well.
The other thing Bill is going to be able to do that I think will help both the HR people in the departments as well as people who are about to retire is to also help them with an expectation level. I think in some cases people look at the total payment, the gross payment, that they're going to receive in retirement. And they forget that you have tax deductions, health insurance deductions,
survivor's
election deductions that take that gross number down to a net. And the net is obviously sometimes where the biggest surprise comes for our retiree, who is, oh, I thought I was going to be getting X, and yikes, it's Y. Well, we can help them know that in advance by working with their HR manager and can show them what their expected net will be. And that way their expectation level is more, closer to accuracy than over-exaggerated. And so I think, again, engaging with their HR professional as soon as they can. If you know it's coming, if you're within that sort of 2 to 3 year window, it is not too early to start making the appointment, going in a meeting, running the numbers. We can help them to do that. And that, I think, will also allow people to better plan for this period of time and as well as plan for their retirement more carefully.